Wilson Courtney joins us for two-thirds of the program today. Will you be here
we'll see how it goes?
This is on a trial basis.
You know, I don't want to completely obligate myself. Leave my options open, like if I need to just...
Exactly. You don't want to sign anything.
These are the best excuses ever.
I mean, you use your children as an excuse to get out of everything.
Because I got to pick up a kid.
Oh, we need to give blood today. My kids. I got to go pick up my kids.
They need help with their homework.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, my kids. They need to, I need to take them to their equestrian lessons.
Gotta go.
All of that.
So.
When I was a kid, you just walked to the boys' club. That's what happened. So, I want to talk about this show, this celebrity belly flop thing, that it fascinates me. Even though I've not seen an episode, all I've done is go back to YouTube and watch the highlights.
I've not seen it either, but it's on ABC, so I'm sure it's a great show to watch.
There we go. You are a company woman, aren't you? Look at that. They're not even a lead into the news, are they?
I don't think so.
Joey Lawrence and Carissa Thompson host the thing. Uh-huh. How far has that guy fallen? I mean, he was somewhat of a sex symbol.
How far has he fallen? I don't know that he was ever way up there.
He was on Blossom. He was huge on Blossom.
He was huge.
You know his catchphrase?
Whoa.
See, look at that.
I can't do it. James did it way better
than
I did.
You were probably Ballantyne. Yes, that's what James is known for. He does a spot-on Joey Lawrence impersonation. He's a mediocre salesman at best, but man, that guy, we keep him around to do that Joey Lawrence catchphrase from time to time. Mm-hmm. And then Carissa Thompson's the chick from ESPN, right, James? I don't get to watch ESPN during the day, so I don't know. I mean, I know somebody, but I think it's funny that somehow Greg Louganis is on this program, and he's the, quote, dive master.
So he's teaching them?
He's teaching them. And
look at these pictures.
See, that's not – well, that's what – there we go. And that's kind of the whole point, because who's the little bitty girl on there? Is that – she's got to be a gymnast.
Oh, you know, no, that's a – The Cosby Show, the little one.
That's Rudy.
Rudy. Cosby. Yeah.
Wow.
She's not so little anymore.
Not so little anymore. But she's standing next to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, or as my father called him, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
From Van Buren.
Growing up in Van Buren, you know, you didn't have a lot of Muslims back in the 70s in Van Buren. Mm-mm. So he wasn't exposed.
Pronounces
to
it how it looks.
A great deal. Louis Anderson. That's what I want to see. When you see Jabbar and Louis Anderson stand next to one another on the side of the pool, that's the number 10. They look like a 1 and a 0. And why is it that, and it must be that it couldn't pass the ABC censors, that somehow they had to cover themselves up. Like Louis Anderson looks like he's in a 1920s woman's swimsuit.
But not the girls. No, I think Louis probably chose to put that on.
Of course not the women.
Yeah.
And
you look at this group shot.
See, there we go.
I mean, check out the women and then check out the guys.
One guy's in a life preserver.
there's a one guy that looks like he's in
But I think this
shape.
Is
But
this,
all the girls are whoa hot.
Well, right.
Yeah.
Who's going to want to put a fatty on from a female standpoint? You don't want to see that, right?
Well, here's the deal. Even women in great shape have issues about getting in a swimsuit in front of a big group of people.
Do you have issues?
Yes. I mean, I think about it. Yes, of course. If you were even a little bit, you know, unhappy with your body, I don't think you would in a million years do that. Unless, it depends on how much they were going to pay you, though.
Let me ask you this. If you were a single woman, or just give me some advice. Okay. Single woman, when she's in a bikini and she's walking on the beach, does she think, I wonder what the men think that I look like, or I wonder what women think I look like? I have this theory that women dress for other women.
Oh, absolutely.
They,
I think you're absolutely right. You've gotten that. I think that we dress for other women because 9 times out of 10, a guy doesn't know if it's cute or in style, or you're looking at how it fits the body, right? They're looking at how it fits, yes?
Well, maybe.
You don't know it could be a...
I like a... Please, don't get me... Don't throw me in there. I like some chiffon from time to time.
What is chiffon? Explain chiffon to me.
I have no idea.
Is it a brand? Is it a material? Tell me what...
I know this. I can pick out a Prada handbag, so... But so you dress for other women. How many catfights occur at Channel 7 when you're all in the women's dressing room back there?
None.
Because there are a lot of, okay, that's a great point, though.
But we all get, we take fashion tips from each other, yeah.
Really?
Hey, have you seen this dress? They've got a great dress over it. Wherever, and yeah,
so you
or
two,
online. Look at this.
You're
dress,
just gabbing back there about shoes and Manolo Blahnik and Christian Louboutin heels.
That's
and
not the, not
all
those
that.
Kind of shoes. No,
right.
Yeah, they don't pay that much at Channel 7.
So, okay, but my point is, so when these women see for studio executives, yes, they're going to want to put Nicole Eggert. Well, maybe
and
not.
Catherine
her.
Webb.
Let's put Catherine Webb in something. That's the one, her and the chick from the Playboy thing,
Kendra
Wilkinson.
Yeah.
She's married to the guy that lost the Super Bowl for the Indianapolis Colts. Are they
still
married?
Won,
are they
he?
Still married?
He still
oh,
won.
Oh, he won. Although, I got to tell you, that looks like a bag of crazy. That looks like it's a lot of fun. And after the first couple of
you
weeks.
You got to weigh it, Bill. You know, fun, crazy.
They usually go hand in hand. Usually, it's been my experience that you tend to uncover the crazy when the fun dries up.
There you go.
And then that's when you what are you doing? You know.
So
hello?
If it starts out boring.
Right. Anytime you get a text message from a woman that's more than five lines, mm-hmm. there's some crazy sprinkled on top of that. Mm-hmm. When you get those text messages that are just, you know, you scroll down further and further and further, that's when you say, oh, my gosh. How can I change my number?
Maybe they're just long-winded and sent a long text. I've sent a long text before.
Oh, well, but exactly. To Wes. Like, what are you doing? Exactly.
No.
Uh-huh. Are you – we're all over the map here. I want to get back to my point. Because you have sent text messages more than, say, six lines.
I think I may have sent a text message
well,
to you
but
more
if it
than
wasn't
six
directions
lines.
Or something like that. At the Camino up on blocks – and you know that kind of thing.
Yes, I sent. Let's see. I sent long. So, but I'm long-winded.
Okay. Back to my point, though. We've established that you might be a little crazy.
Uh huh.
So these women that we have on this, of course, you're going to put them in a bikini or something like that. Because what are they on the show for? To win? No, they're on to we want to look at Louis Anderson to see how grotesque he looks.
I mean, they're probably on to get a paycheck. I mean, they got to make some money.
They're on, and especially, look, this Catherine Webb chick, to basically have gone from having Brent Musburger pull some kind of Sandusky-esque creepy moment there on television that made Herb Street feel uncomfortable. that's what I always thought was funny. Mm-hmm. Alabama players have hot girlfriends. Mm-hmm. The Notre Dame players had made-up girlfriends. Mm-hmm. And the game bore that out. So, but you got to sprinkle a few of these on there. And Catherine Webb, talk about taking your 15 minutes and extending it as much as possible.
Props to her. I don't think she had to do much, though. I mean, she had the people calling her. I mean,
well,
isn't it amazing how you can be, in this day and age, you can be no one.
Mm-hmm.
Although she was Miss Alabama, so she wasn't no one.
Now,
she had a name.
Now, those beauty pageant women, mm-hmm. which is another whole side of crazy.
Not always, no.
Correct.
There's some, really
great. I'm sorry. I
there are
say
some amazing, there, some of the smartest, most talented girls have been in pageants before. You're terrible.
They are awesome. Okay.
This is why I'm never doing this show with you again.
No, it's not. No. Uh-huh. Please. You're, come on. You're over here. You're a champion. You're the Gloria Steinem over there. And I'm coming across like Bobby Riggs and you're Billie Jean. No, never mind. No, my point is, if that's the case, say, as a for instance, we go on this nationwide search for the ultimate in femininity, the Miss America pageant, okay? Wouldn't you think that one of them would have won, a Pulitzer Prize or an Academy Award or Fortune 500 CEO or something? I mean, they marry real estate developers.
The Miss Americas
do? That's what they do. They marry real estate.
There's some Miss Americas that have gone on to be doctors and attorneys and
that marry real estate developers.
I don't know who they married, but,
well, but that,
there are some very successful
you know
Miss Americas.
Right.
They're very well rounded. They're talented.
Their
they're smart. And I'm talking about the Miss America system. There's another system that's not so much about.
And that's what Catherine Webb was.
The other system.
There's no need for talent in that one. The talent is walking across the stage.
No, there's no talent and no interviews.
Hey, her talent was jumping up and down.
Yeah.
Think about that. She has made a career out of four or five different shots in the crowd of of cheering for AJ McCarron.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her. Worked at Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
Worked at Chick-fil-A. I don't know if you're familiar with that place, but
I love Chick-fil-A.
Great company.
I'm there quite often, actually.
Great company.
Yes.